Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Okay, Arisha, besides me, who's your ideal celeb dinner guest?
I mean, Chris Evans, and we wouldn't be eating dinner, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, I was thinking completely different. I think it'd be super fun to have Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane as a dinner guest because you know she's going to bring the drama, and who doesn't love that, especially if they're on the outskirts looking in?
Yeah, of course. And I mean, I feel like she brings more like an avalanche of drama in a snowstorm in Pasadena, right?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely that.
Yeah, and of course it's happening once again. She's making headlines for this big Bravo blowout.
Honestly, bless up to Erica. There's truly no drama like her drama.
Ain't no drama like Erica drama, because Erica drama don't stop.
Speaking of stopping... From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, January 28th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I gotta say, things have been a little quiet on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills front lately, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little too quiet.
Yeah, so you just knew it was only a matter of time before one of our favorite reality drama queens, Erica Jane, was back to just stir that shit up.
Yeah, you know what I always say, stir, baby, stir.
You say that every day. So she's recently had a really big fight on set with some of the other housewives, and it's gotten really messy. Mm-hmm. So the Beverly Hills Housewives are currently filming their 12th season, and apparently while they were filming a few nights ago, Erica got into an argument with her castmate, Garcelle Bouvet.
Yeah, so it's no secret that the two of them have not always seen eye to eye, but I feel like this is a whole nother level. So a source told Page Six that Garcelle has been coming for Erica this season, which I just love saying somebody's coming for someone.
I love it, too.
It's so fun. The argument apparently started after Erica confronted Garcelle over accusations she had made that Erica found hurtful. And the Page Six insider said the confrontation was explosive. And with Erica involved, I mean, I'm here for it.
Okay, so let me tell you a rumor I heard.
Okay.
I was listening to Teddy Mellencamp's podcast that she does with Tamara. And Teddy was saying that she heard there was some drama with Erica and some castmates this season. And Tamara was like, is it Garcelle? And Teddy was like, no, it's not Garcelle. So I was kind of surprised to hear this. But apparently she's like, a couple people aren't getting along very well with Erica. So it's got to be Sutton, I think, more than Garcelle. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah.
And it must have been really serious because fans noticed that both Garcelle and Sutton Strack unfollowed Erica on social media this week, which is just, that's how you let people know you're serious these days.
Yeah, 100%.
That's serious, serious, serious. So obviously we could have seen this coming with Erica and Sutton because Sutton was a really vocal critic last season, and she was probably the biggest doubter of Erica's stories. And her and Garcelle are very close, so now Garcelle is in on the action.
Yeah. Yeah, so according to another Page Six source, Erica's relationships with Garcelle and Sutton have hardly improved since last season, and this fight certainly didn't help matters. And they also say that Sutton and Garcelle have only gotten closer and told fans to expect more two-on-one conflict during season 12 of Real Housewives, which, yeah, of course.
Right.
And the insider said, it feels like Garcelle and Sutton have been ganging up on Erica.
It truly wouldn't be a season of The Housewives if there wasn't ganging up on someone.
Yeah, I feel like that's every year, every season.
Yes, that's what this show thrives on.
It's just like a round robin of who's going to get ganged up on.
It really is. It's like, well, it's your turn this season. But of course, Erica would not be Erica if she took this whole thing lying down. She did comment on the great unfollowing.
Yeah, so it was a fan who pointed out that Garcelle had unfollowed Erica, which it was just like, yeah, of course. Fans are just constantly looking through people's follows list, I guess.
Yeah.
And Erica commented on the post with, well, let me unfollow her back. But as of right now, at least, she's still following both Garcelle and Sutton on Instagram, which makes you wonder.
Yeah.
What's holding you back?
Like, is she taking the high road?
I love that in 2022, the high road is not unfollowing somebody on Instagram.
It is. We've got to accept it. I've never taken it, but I'm sure some do.
Hell no. I thrive on that unfollow button.
If I know someone unfollows me, I block them.
Brooke, I literally sent you a screenshot so you would unfollow this person. It's like, they're not following us anymore. Unfollow.
Yes. Okay, so we obviously don't know what they're fighting about, but my guess is it's the same stuff from last season. Like, as we know, Erica and her ex, Tom Girardi, are in the middle of a huge ongoing legal scandal, and it's obviously causing a lot of tension between her and the other housewives.
Right.
So we've talked about this many times before. Basically, Tom is a well-known lawyer. Erica surprised everyone by filing for divorce back in November 2020, seemingly out of nowhere. And shortly after, it was revealed that Tom was being investigated for embezzlement of money from an air crash lawsuit.
Right. And being Tom's wife, Erica's gotten wrapped up in the whole mess as well. She's being sued by the trustee of Tom's law firm after it was revealed she spent around $20 million of the company's money on her glam squad, which is just... I would love to have a $20 million glam squad. And of course...
You don't need it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's so sweet. Nice. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. And the timing of this surprise divorce filing has some calling it a sham. Like, wow, that's really good timing. Because some say it could be a way of hiding assets from a legal judgment.
Right.
Most of these people that are saying this, of course, are 100% lawyers with having passed the bar.
Yeah, 100%. Just like everyone's a scientist and a doctor online now.
God, I know so many doctors. It's insane. But of course, this whole time, Erica's claiming she's an innocent victim. There have been a lot of tearful moments, lots and lots, in the last season of Real Housewives, which isn't unique to the last season of Real Housewives.
But it's there.
And it was a storyline. I mean, I know we loved it. It gave and gave and gave.
Yeah, it made it to our list of gifts that kept on giving. So
available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so the problem is Erica's stories don't always add up, which is maybe one of my favorite things about Erica. I don't know.
Yeah, she's a good storyteller.
She is. So we obviously had the infamous car accident in the snowy tundra of Pasadena. And it seems like Sutton and Garcelle aren't really buying a lot of what she's saying now.
Yeah. So all last season, things were very tense with Sutton and Erica. She was suspicious basically the whole time that Erica wasn't telling the truth. And Erica, of course, and I'm here for it, confronts an accuser head on, which is what we should be doing. And
yes, so there were a lot. Especially if we're on reality TV.
Yes. More than normal.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of tense, musty moments with Sutton, and things finally came to a head at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion this past fall when Erica lashed out at Sutton and called her a see you next Tuesday. She said a lot more, and she said it a lot more colorfully than we're being allowed to say here.
Yeah.
Trust me, it was glorious. Yes. And Garcelle has spoken out about how she just wants the whole truth from Erica and doesn't like how some of her fellow cast members would just blindly support Erica without having all the information. So it seems like things are kind of falling apart.
Yeah, they are. And I honestly, I can't wait for this season. I'm just telling you. So obviously this mess is not going away anytime soon. And as the legal drama continues, Erica is now being asked to return a pair of diamond earrings that she received from Tom in March of 2007. And apparently, this is wild. At the time, the earrings cost $750,000.
I can't.
But are now valued at $1.4 million.
So what I'm hearing is I should be buying myself a bunch of diamond earrings as an investment.
Yeah, yours will be up to at least $25 in the next year or two.
Oh, hell yeah. So the issue is that Tom allegedly bought the earrings with money from a client trust account, calling the purchase one of the expenses for a legal case, which... Can you imagine your lawyer being like, I'm going to bill you $750,000 because I need these earrings for this case.
Oh, my God.
And now the trustees who are overseeing the bankruptcy case for Tom's former law firm want those earrings back. And they released a statement this Wednesday saying Erica should return them immediately. They were purchased with estate funds. She will not be able to hide behind her attorney in her response. She will have to provide testimony under oath and be subject to a deposition if she persists. So they're coming for her earrings.
Yes. This is what I want to happen. I want her to be like, fine, you can have the earrings back, put them toward the debt, whatever. And then I want to see paparazzi photos of this trustee wearing the earrings around town with like sweatpants. And people are like, what is going on? So apparently Erica does not want to return the earrings because, you know, she says they were a present. She shouldn't have to give them back.
I mean, think about how many glam squads you can get with $1.4 million earrings.
Yeah, what's more important?
Nothing.
That we got to ask ourselves.
Nothing. But yeah, Erica's lawyer claims Erica is innocent and is disturbed by everyone jumping to conclusions about her. He also says the trustee has no claim based on Erica innocently receiving a gift of earrings 15 years ago from her now estranged and then extraordinarily wealthy husband. But still, at least for the time being, Erica's agreed to not sell or transfer the earrings during the investigation as a showing of good faith.
I mean, if I was Erica, I would be like, okay, this is good. Take these earrings. Please deduct that from my bill.
Like, I mean... yes, but also, like, are you supposed to know how people get gifts for you? Like,
true.
I'd be like, these are $1 million earrings. My ears are worth $1.5 million now. I'm not taking these off.
I know. But if it were me, like, if I wanted to end this thing and, like, I had to eventually pay these debts, I'd be like, fine, take them.
I would take them with me to one of those countries that doesn't have extradition, that's on the water. And just live my best life.
What if you lose them in the ocean and then I have to be like, Arisha, there's people that are dying.
Wow, full circle.
Yeah. So, okay, obviously we don't know what the truth is.
Right.
Maybe Erica is just caught in something way over her head. But it's I don't know. None of it looks great,
no,
I'm going to say.
Not a good look. Not a good look.
No.
I mean, but it is just right for reality television.
Oh, it's perfect, and I never want it to end.
That's what we're here for.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Joshua J. Ha Chang is our associate producer.
Steve Macer is our story editor, and Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.